This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine this scenario for a second. You have spent, well, the last few years building an absolute growth engine for your business.
Mm-hmm.
You've invested heavy, like really heavy resources into high quality articles, the kind that sat right at the top of Google for years.
Yeah, the real evergreen stuff.
Exactly. And for a while, it felt like magic. You know, you were generating leads while you slept. The pipeline was always full. But then you wake up one day, check your dashboard, and suddenly it's looking incredibly grim.
It's a gut punch.
It really is.
Yeah.
The traffic is dipping. Those reliable automatic leads have just completely dried up. And you are left staring at the screen asking, you know, why?
It is a terrifying moment for a lot of businesses right now. I mean, the rules of the internet have fundamentally changed underneath their feet.
Yeah.
And that specific pain point, that's exactly why we are looking at today's source material.
Right. So today's mission for the deep dive is to completely decode what the industry is calling the AI slump.
Mm.
We need to figure out how you can stop renting your clicks and start actually owning your market again.
Yeah.
And to do that, we have this really insightful article by Joe Medico, published by Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's titled Modernizing Content Libraries for Lead Generation in 2026.
It's a great piece because what we are looking at here is a complete architectural shift in how information is retrieved online.
Right.
I mean, it is 2026 and traditional search engines, the ones that just gave you a glue list of links, they've evolved.
They're gone, basically.
Yeah, they are now AI-driven answer engines. We are talking about systems like ChatGPT and Google Gemini completely taking over the primary search experience.
Wow.
They don't want to send you to a website anymore. They want to answer your question directly. And because that mechanism has changed, well, the rules of lead generation have been entirely rewritten.
So to figure out how to fix this massive lead generation problem, we first have to understand why yesterday's winning strategies are failing so spectacularly today.
Exactly.
The source material points out that business owners, especially CEOs who are, you know, laser focused on scaling, they are incredibly frustrated right now.
Oh, absolutely.
They are looking at their spreadsheets, seeing these like $15,000 a month investments in digital marketing agencies and realizing it's just not translating into revenue anymore.
Right.
And frankly, they have zero patience for some vague excuse about a mysterious algorithm update.
Yeah, the $15,000 question is literally, where did my ROI go?
Yeah.
Because agencies used to be able to hide behind minor algorithm tweaks, right? Just promising that traffic would bounce back next quarter.
Just wait it out.
Exactly. But Joe Medico points out a harsh reality that is honestly tough for a lot of content creators to swallow. We used to think of evergreen content like fine wine.
Right. It gets better with age.
Right. You wrote a definitive guide in 2022 and it just got better, accumulating backlinks, becoming more authoritative. But the reality in 2026 is that content doesn't age. It rots.
Oh, wow. That is such a brutal way to put it. Content rots.
It is brutal, but I mean, the data backs it up. What worked brilliantly in 2024 is now completely obsolete.
Unbelievable.
And the reason for this accelerated decay is that these new AI models, they prioritize two things above all else, freshness and hyper-accuracy.
Okay.
They are continuously sweeping the internet for the most current data point. So if your best posts are just sitting there, stagnant, you aren't just losing your rank on a page.
What's happening then?
You are actively bleeding market ownership to competitors who are refreshing their systems in real time.
Man. And this leads to something the source calls the zero-click phenomenon.
Hmm.
Because here's the wild part. You could be looking at your analytics dashboard, and your page's search ranking might actually be the exact same as it was a year ago.
Yes.
Like, you are technically still in the number one or number two spot, but your traffic is plummeting.
Falling off a cliff.
Right. Why? Because the AI is simply reading your content, digesting it, and then using it to answer the user's question directly on the search page.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the user exactly what they asked for right then and there, giving them absolutely no reason to click your link and visit your website.
What's fascinating here is how this completely breaks the traditional user journey.
Yeah.
I mean, the user got their answer, the AI did its job, but you, the creator of that information who spent time and money producing it, you got totally bypassed.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because this feels like a monumental shift in consumer behavior.
It is.
It sounds like having a massive, beautiful billboard on a really busy highway. You paid a fortune for it, but overnight, a new AI-powered express tunnel was just built right underneath your highway.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone is still getting to their destination, arguably faster, but nobody is driving up top to look at your sign anymore.
Yeah, and take that metaphor a step further. It's like an express tunnel was built underneath, but the AI is the toll booth operator at the entrance.
Oh, yeah.
That operator looks up at your billboard, summarizes the information on it for the driver down below, and sends them on their way.
Wow.
The driver never has to take the exit to visit your actual store.
But that makes me want to push back a little on the whole premise.
Yeah.
I mean, if the toll booth operator is just going to answer the question anyway, and users are perfectly happy getting their answers in that express tunnel, why even bother trying to get them to click?
Right.
Why not just accept that the era of massive website traffic is over?
Well, that is the existential question for marketers right now. But the answer comes down to basic business survival. You don't just want traffic, you want customers.
Sure.
Traffic was always just a proxy for revenue. If you just give away the entire solution in a simple format that the AI can easily summarize on the search page, you lose the prospect entirely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Therefore, the strategy has to evolve. You need a much stronger hook embedded in the content. Your billboard can't just be an informational ad anymore.
What does it need to be?
It has to be a treasure map where the X is exclusively inside your store.
Ah, okay, so you have to provide enough value to get cited by the AI, but structure the narrative so that the user realizes the full, comprehensive solution, like the actual service or product they need to fix their complex problem, requires them to click through to your site.
You hit on the core issue. It requires a total mindset shift in how content is produced. You are no longer writing to satisfy a search query.
Right.
You are writing to initiate a consultation.
And since the highway has changed so drastically, the traditional instinct of just building more billboards, you know, just pumping out new content to make up for the lost traffic, is a massive mistake.
A huge mistake.
The source refers to this as the guru insight. The big takeaway is stop building and start upgrading.
Hiring an army of writers to churn out dozens of new blog posts while your entire foundation is crumbling is the single biggest mistake businesses are making right now.
Just burning cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are throwing money into a void because those new posts have no foundational authority.
Because your existing articles, the ones you spent all that money on back in 2023 or 2024, they already possess something incredibly valuable, right? Historical authority.
Yes, exactly.
The domain age, the past backlinks, the structural footprint in the search engine's index, that is all still there. And the source notes that reviving these old assets is a fraction of the cost of starting from scratch.
Which brings us to the methodology Double Dome proposes. They call it the keep, kill, or cure audit.
Keep, kill, or cure. Okay.
Yeah. Instead of blindly creating, you have to rigorously analyze your existing digital footprint to see what is actually driving high-intent traffic versus what is just sitting there attracting bots and wasting your crawl budget.
Wait, let's pause there for a second.
Yeah.
For those listening who might not be, you know, deep in the technical weeds, what exactly is a crawl budget? Why does it matter if an old post is just sitting there doing nothing?
So search engines and AI bots don't have infinite processing power. They allocate a specific amount of time and resources, a budget, to crawl your website. If you have 500 outdated, low-value blog posts from 6 years ago, the AI bots are going to waste their budget crawling that garbage.
Oh, I see.
By the time they are done, they might actually leave your site before they ever find your newly updated high-value pages. You are essentially hiding your best stuff behind a mountain of digital clutter.
That makes so much sense. So the source actually addresses a really common question here. Should you just delete old blog posts that aren't getting traffic anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is fascinating. You only kill them completely if they offer absolutely zero value or if they are so outdated that they are beyond repair.
Right.
But usually the better move for your digital presence is the cure option. You find, say, 3 thin, underperforming posts on a similar topic, and you merge them together into one massive, authoritative mega post.
And the mechanical execution of that is critical. You don't just copy and paste the text and delete the old pages. You use what are called 301 redirects.
Like forwarding your mail when you move to a new house.
Yeah, perfect analogy, yeah. You are telling the search engine, hey, these 3 old URLs have permanently moved to this new, comprehensive mega post URL.
What?
When you do that, all the accumulated trust, the historical authority, and the link juice from those 3 old pages gets funneled directly into the new asset. You consolidate your power.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the way I'm picturing this audit process, it's like aggressively pruning an overgrown fruit tree.
Oh, yeah.
When you're standing there with the shears, It feels almost destructive to cut off all these branches that you worked so hard to grow over the years.
It hurts a little.
It does. Yeah. But if you merge those thin branches, if you set up those redirects, you force all the nutrients into the actual fruit instead of just growing more useless leaves.
Yeah.
You are pruning for yield, not just for size.
Pruning for yield. I like that framing. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this pruning process represents a fundamental shift in what we even consider success in digital marketing.
That's so.
Well, look at the comparison the source provides between legacy blog posts from a few years ago and these new 2026 content systems. In the old days, the primary metric everyone worshipped was just raw traffic.
Just getting eyeballs.
Right.
Aye.
You wanted the biggest tree with the most leaves, regardless of whether those leaves produced anything. But today, the metric is strictly revenue and lead quality.
Which is why the source emphasizes that your high-performing money pages, the ones that actually drive sales and explain your core services, must be audited quarterly.
Yes.
Not yearly, quarterly. Mm-hmm. Because in this AI search landscape, technical accuracy isn't a set-it-and-forget-it thing anymore. It is a constantly moving target.
Exactly. The AI models are continuously crawling for the most up-to-date information. If your competitor updates their data in Q2 and you don't, the AI will immediately shift its preference to them because it perceives their data as fresher.
And your content rots.
Your content rots, exactly.
Okay, I buy the idea of consolidating. We've been ruthless, we've pruned the tree, we've set up our redirects to merge the thin branches into these powerful megaposts, and we've committed to quarterly upgrades.
Good.
But that creates a massive logical friction point for me.
Okay, what is it?
If I put all this great consolidated new stuff into a mega post, what stops the AI from just scraping that new page and giving the answer away in the express tunnel? How do we stop the zero-click phenomenon from just happening to our upgraded content?
That is the exact vulnerability the next phase addresses. Double Dome calls it implementing information game. And this is the direct antidote to the zero-click problem.
Information game. Let's break that down.
So think about what a large language model is inherently designed to do. It is flawless at synthesizing generic, universally agreed-upon information.
Right.
If your blog post reads like a dry Wikipedia entry, say, you are a plumber, and you write a post explaining the basic mechanics of a PVC pipe, an AI bot is going to scan it, extract the basic facts, answer the user's question on the search page, and steal your click.
Because it already knows all that.
Exactly. Yeah. You will lose every single time if you are competing on generic facts because the AI has read the entire internet.
So to win, you have to add something that a machine literally cannot synthesize from the digital ether.
Yes. You must bring net new value to the digital table.
Yeah.
The source specifically lists proprietary data, detailed case studies, or a strong human-first perspective.
Interesting.
To use your plumber example, the AI knows how a PVC pipe works. But the AI has never crawled under a 100-year-old historic home in a specific neighborhood during a freeze to fix a burst pipe.
That's a great point.
Only the human plumber has that specific, localized, anecdotal experience. When you inject that proprietary story, that information gain into the content, the AI recognizes it as unique data. It can't just summarize it as generic fact. It has to cite you as the source of that specific experience.
But wait, if an LLM is essentially just a blind bot scraping lines of code, how does it even know I've added a human anecdote?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could write the most profound, emotionally resonant case study ever, but if the machine can't read it properly, isn't it invisible?
That leads directly to the engineering side of 2026 digital marketing. It is not enough to just have great human-first insights.
Right.
Your content must be structurally parsable for these large language models.
Parsable meaning formatting the text so a machine can easily digest the context.
Precisely. In the legacy era of SEO, you'd just write these massive long-form walls of text, stuff them with keywords, and hope the web crawler figured it out.
Yeah, keyword stuffing.
Right. But today, you have to implement advanced schema markup and use crystal clear semantic headers.
For those of us who aren't web developers, what does schema markup actually look like to an AI? Is it like putting invisible digital sticky notes on our paragraphs that say, hey, Gemini, this sentence is a statistic, and hey, ChatGPT, this paragraph is a case study?
That is exactly how it functions.
Really?
Yeah, schema markup is a layer of metadata. It's code that the user never sees, but the machine reads first. It explicitly categorizes the information.
Okay.
You are spoon-feeding the AI the context so it doesn't have to guess. And semantic headers, your H1, H2, and H3 tags, they act as a hierarchical map.
Gotcha.
You were explicitly telling the AI, here's the question being answered, here is the proprietary data supporting it, and here's the human conclusion.
So what does this all mean? Because I'm looking at this blueprint, and I have to ask, isn't this a massive contradiction?
How so?
Well, on one hand, you are telling me that to beat AI, I need to have a human-first perspective. I need to be authoritative, share real-world anecdotes from under the house, and avoid sounding like a robot.
Right.
But on the other hand, you're telling me my content has to be highly structured with invisible metadata tags and semantic headers just so an LLM machine can parse it.
Mm-hmm.
How can a piece of content simultaneously speak to a machine in code but shift its tone to be intimately human? Aren't those two things totally at odds with each other?
You've hit on the exact tightrope that modern businesses have to walk, but it's not actually a contradiction when you separate the architecture from the interior design.
The architecture and the interior design.
Yeah. Think of it this way. The structure, like the semantic headers, the schema markup, the fast-loading code that speaks the language of the machine, it's a meticulously organized filing cabinet.
Okay, I follow.
But the substance inside those files, the proprietary data, the case studies, the empathy for the customer's problem, that speaks to the human.
Ah, okay. So the machine uses the invisible sticky notes to quickly find the file, verify its unique value, and cite it as an authority.
Exactly.
But when the user actually reads that citation and decides to click through the express tunnel to visit your site, they are greeted by a human being, not a wall of robotic SEO text.
And when you balance those two perfectly machine structure with human substance, you achieve the ultimate result that Double Dome Digital Marketing pitches here. Your content stops being just a static marketing brochure.
What does it become?
It transforms into a technical backbone for your sales team.
Because it's answering the buyer's complex questions with authority and human empathy before they even pick up the phone or fill out a form.
Yes. It eliminates the fluff, it gets rid of the corporate jargon that nobody actually wants to read, and it delivers clear, honest data that converts.
Wow.
You stop wasting your ad spend on low-intent clicks because the AI is filtering the noise for you. It serves your highly specific, structurally sound answers to the people who are actually experiencing the problem and are ready to buy.
That's incredible.
It really is. You shift your primary goal from just trying to hack your way onto page one of Google to becoming the trusted, irrefutable, cited source for AI models globally.
This has been an incredibly rigorous look at the mechanics of modern search. Let me try to quickly distill this whole deep dive down for everyone listening, just to make sure we have the blueprint clear.
Please do.
The reality of 2026 is that content decays incredibly fast.
Hmm.
If you want to survive the AI answer engine era, you have to immediately stop churning out generic walls of text in hopes of catching random traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you need to rigorously audit your existing library with a keep, kill, or cure mindset. You prune the thin branches using redirects to funnel that historical authority into megaposts.
Not on.
You inject unique information gain, proprietary data, and actual human experiences into everything you save so the AI can't just summarize you away.
Mm.
And finally, you wrap all of that in a flawless technical structure with schema markup and clear headers so that AI has no choice but to easily read it and cite you as the ultimate authority.
That is the modern survival guide in a nutshell.
Awesome.
But as we wrap up, this raises an important question, and it's something I really want to leave you to mull over on your own after we sign off.
Okay, let's hear it.
The source emphasizes that to beat AI, you must inject unique human-first perspectives, localized anecdotes, and proprietary case studies that a machine cannot synthesize. But as every single company on the internet rushes to do exactly this to save their lead generation, we have to wonder how long until these large language models learn to convincingly simulate human-first anecdotes and proprietary-sounding case studies, too.
Oh, wow.
Right. Are we simply entering a new arms race between genuine human experience and algorithmic mimicry?
Man, an arms race between genuine human experience and algorithmic mimicry. That completely changes the way you look at the whole system.
It really does.
Suddenly, that clear distinction we just talked about between what's human and what's machine, between the architecture and the interior design, it isn't so crystal clear anymore.
Not at all.
The digital landscape is definitely getting murky, and the finish line keeps moving. Well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.